There aren't many downsides to living in Devon. One of the few is the problem of distance. Everywhere else feels so far away. Over the weekend, I drove to Manchester and back. As part of the journey, I drove along the entire length of the M5 twice. I like driving, but 500 miles of motorway gets a little repetitive. And sometimes, life can feel a little like a long car journey. We spend long periods of time waiting to arrive somewhere more interesting. We put up with Monday to Friday because of the weekend. Hours, weeks, even years tick by as a means to an end, not as something valuable in their own right. Over the 3 years of his ministry, Jesus managed to turn his disciples from a mismatched group of fishermen, tax collectors, rebels and dreamers into a tightly knit band of brothers who forged the early church in the face of oppression and danger. But the Bible gives us no details of any training program or motivational seminars. Instead, I think that Jesus chose to journey with his disciples, intentionally spending time with them as they walked from place to place, making jokes, telling stories, sharing memories, building each other up. It wasn't the act of moving from one place to another that mattered, it was the time spent together. We may not have our own group of disciples. What we do have is friends, family, and neighbours. We can choose to regard them as something to be endured, tolerated until we arrive at a new and better destination. Or we can realise that our communities are a vital part of life's journey. If we do that, we'll spend our time together wisely and joyously. So, how will you journey this week?